Hey Sarah, where are we?
We're here in North Carolina in Winston-Salem at our good friend Cheryl Ann Lipstrow's house.
That's right. Cheryl Ann Lipstrow is somebody who we love. We absolutely adore her, and we
We
like to
do.
visit her whenever we can. She is a professional artist, and we've done podcasts with her
We
before,
have,
right? She's also a professional body painter, and she's painted you before. Isn't
Yeah, when
that
I
the
first
truth?
started modeling, so it's been a while.
It's been a long time since we've done a body paint video.
It
So I
has.
figure, yeah, well, let's check it out. Let's Cherilyn's sitting right over there. You want to talk to her real quick?
Of course I
All right.
do.
So, hey, Cherilyn, how are you? It's so good to see you again.
It's good to be here
Do you remember the
at my old
paint?
house.
Do you
It's good to be here.
remember the body paint we did on Sarah the last time?
Of course. That was so fun in my
It
studio
was,
downtown.
yeah.
What do you think we might do today?
I don't know. Today, I don't know. We'll just feel the colors and play and just have fun, and whatever creation and art she gets turned into today is going to be fun and spectacular.
We're always free flow. The last time it came out amazing.
Yeah.
And you said it inspired some other art afterwards. I saw
It
you have a
did.
painting inside that was kind of based on it, I think.
And that was
And
like the gold drips. Like I was feeling
which you
gold.
haven't tried before, right?
It was so fun.
So we're gonna film out here in the porch. Sarah's gonna be completely nude on the porch. Do you feel okay with that?
I'm comfortable. This is an art town.
I like that you're so comfortable with nudity. Sarah, I know we've talked about this before, but what does it feel like to be painted?
Last time it was a little bit cool feeling at first, like temperature wise. It can be a little tickly at times. And then as you get going and you're covered, it kind of really does feel like clothes. You're not clothed per se with layers, but you kind of take on another level of clothing, a persona as you progress.
I don't do as much body paint with this paint anymore because I've moved to the waterproof when I do events, and
Oh, yeah, that makes
one of the
sense.
things is waterproof paint.
Right.
What kind of paint is this?
This is water-based paint. So this is like Mehron, Wolf, MAC, Fab, Diamond FX, Chameleon.
So it's activated by water.
It's pure pigment suspended in like a lotiony glycerin coconut oil thing, and then it's activated with water. It's like a watercolor cake. Ready?
I am ready.
Well, thank you for being my beautiful
Feels
friend.
good. It's actually getting hot with the robot.
Do you do a lot of body paints on your porch?
Not as much as I need to. That's for damn sure. No, with models as beautiful as Sarah.
How did you get started as an artist?
I think I've been an artist since I was a child, for sure. Like, I loved to paint. I was always the kid that would get in trouble for painting on windows and painting on doorways, painting in the house in general. My mom was having to constantly follow me around, clean up all the paint. And I can remember when I was 18, I just realized like that people could work as an artist. Like, there's graphic design jobs, there was like other opportunities for art to be a job, and I didn't really know that. Matter of fact, I was told by my counselors and stuff that I couldn't be a fine artist, like a painter. Like, it wasn't
Really, they actually discouraged you?
Profitable. They encouraged me to go to graphic design, and I did go to graphic design school to start at Guilford Tech. So I went for like a year, and this is 1995, 1996, and it was at the time that computers just started, really. So all graphic design converted from hand layout and the cutting of the orange foils and everything to computer. And I didn't really want to work on the computer. I wanted to paint. I wanted to be a painter. So I had been painting in high school, and my teachers always really encouraged me. But they were, no one encouraged me about that. I would be like, how do I find a career? Or how do I really study to be painting? And no one really figured that out for me or offered me a right direction. So I was like, I'll try the graphic design. And then if it didn't work out, I'll figure it out. And it didn't work out. I don't like computers. So I decided to go and become a fine painter and just wanted to like paint with paintbrushes and pigments and really learn what that meant, what that was like. And so I decided to travel, and in my travels, I traveled to Madrid in Spain, and I met a master painter, Señor Javier Pamplona. So I dated his son for a little bit, but then I was the better painter, and he was so jelly. You know how much of a nice man I am.
Ego.
Totally, but his dad's like, she's the better painter. But it was fun, and he's the first teacher that ever was like, pushing me, challenging me. He told me to paint my hand every day. So to go to Spain, I just packed a suitcase full of clothes and a suitcase full of my oil paints. And I just went and I took my art career upon myself.
Oh, wow.
And then when I came home, I was like, I wanted to continue that art career. I feel like painting chose me.
Really? Painting chose you?
I feel that way. Yeah. Like I became a painter because I felt it in my soul, but I felt it in my soul because I already knew I could do it.
How did you first get into body painting?
Well, I was in a figure drawing class, and it's a funny story because that day I didn't even really want to go to the figure drawing class, and my art mentor at the time told me, he was like, you gotta go. You should do it. You should be around artists. You should immerse yourself in love, you know. Forced me to go, and I'm like, it's $10. I don't have $10. They gave me $10 to go to this figure drawing class, and in it, Madeline was the model.
Madeline Greco
was the model. And so when we met, I fell in love with her instantly. Like, she's so sweet, she's so kind. She loves horses, I love horses. She loves color, I love color. Like, we just clicked and had the most amazing conversations. And like, in those conversations, she showed me her body painting pictures.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, oh my God, what is this shit? I need to save my life. I need to be naked and painted. And I did it. That's what I thought. I thought I need to be naked and painted. I didn't think I want to be the painter. I was like, I'm like, when can you come to paint?
Well, because you've done a lot of art modeling as well.
Right? Tiffany's part for me? Yes, I have. I've been a nude figure model to take paint classes. I would sit and do nude modeling. I did that in New York City. I moved up there for a short stint when I was like 18, and I couldn't afford to join MIT and the, you know, the art school Pratt. I got accepted into Pratt at 18, but I couldn't afford it, so I just went and nude modeled for it for the classes. And I did that for like a summer. I was too hungry, so I came home. But I continued nude modeling around classes here, local schools here. That was really fun.
And so Madeline introduced you to body paint because she was already doing body painting by then, or was she still modeling?
Yep. So this is 2011 and March of 2011, springtime. And I had invited her. That's when I met her in class, and I invited her to come out to my parents' farm and paint me there. And she was practicing getting ready for Worlds, and Scott was competing. This is before she and Scott got married, but Scott was already competing at the world championship levels. So I was actually Madeline's first solo body painting.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Okay.
She painted me in 8 hours.
Wow.
Very long time for Madeline, you know. And then she painted Peanut for an hour. Peanut is my horse, because of course, we're both horse girls. We had to have a photo shoot with horses. So that was so fun. Yeah. And on that day, when she painted me, it was like a rebirth. Like, I was transformed. I felt this new art. I had become this new art. It was magic. It was amazing. And like, my dad handled it with so much grace. Here's his 32-year-old daughter running around the farm completely naked, and he's like, it's okay, it's fine. Everyone, neighbors, the UPS truck almost crashed driving by. It was like so fun. But everyone fell in love with it. I fell in love with it. Like, my whole family was like, this is so cool. My parents continue to support me. They go any event I have, they show up, they, you know, all the cool things. It really changed my life the moment I met Madeline.
Wow.
It opened so many doors.
Was there a point where that became like most of what you were doing, or was it your primary, you know, sort of form of art, or was it always sort of just one of the many things in school?
Well, it's always one of the many things because I'm a living artist, and even back then, I was making shows, I did collections in oil paint, got a studio. So before body paint became prevalent in my life, I just was selling commissions and mainly plein air and still lifes and classical portraits. And when I got painted in Madeline and Scott in 2012, it took me to South Korea to be their model for a body paint competition, is the moment that I saw other artists doing this medium. Mm-hmm. And that moment it clicked in me that I could do that just as good as those artists.
Yes.
So then that was 2012, and in 2013 I bought my first set of paint, just put it all on a credit card, and then entered my first competition, won it, was solicited for stainless, like immediately out of the box, everything kind of came out. Within the first 6 months, my art went viral. It just was, it exploded. So controlling that explosion and like just staying on top of all the things has been so much fun in the body painting world.
At what point did it become a major
career
for you?
Okay, so in 2012, Madeline Scott invited me to go to Seoul, South Korea as their model for a competition. And body painting competitions are kind of like a thing. Like that's what you do with the body painting at that time. Now they have like events and all kinds of different opportunities for body painting, but mainly competition body painting is what was holding the public's and photography events. Like the competitions would be fashion shows, runway shows, music, art shows, and photography shows. So the body painting kind of just served as like a catalyst, as a vehicle, and grew and exploded as an art form. It became super trendy, super viral. Mm-hmm. And this is like 2012 to 2013, 14, and 15. And in 2012, when I was at the competition, I just saw all these other artists and realized I could do that too. It's something clicked in me. And then in 2013, I bought my first set of paint and entered my first competition.
Oh yeah?
And won it.
Oh, wow.
And then was solicited to do
first competition and you won?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, miracle.
Painted the same painting for 2 months to practice before I went to the competition. And then the producer of the competition was there, and she was like, send me your portfolio, and I had nothing but the same painting to send me.
Multiple versions of the same painting.
She's like, can you do some practice paintings? And I'm like, okay. So I did a camouflage, I did, you know, I just like started, some of those very first ones were just for the Skimler's portfolio.
Wow.
Yeah. 2 months, and then it was just like picked up for me. But you know, I'm classically trained, so it was so easy. Body paint is so easy,
yeah. Right?
So effortless. And then I love makeup, so it's just makeup,
mm-hmm.
Like playing in color.
So, 2 months of body painting, selected for a TV show. And for those people who might be viewing this that don't know, Skin Wars was a fairly popular TV show on like what, GSN? Yeah, GSN. Body paint competition. Every week you would have to paint another person, mm-hmm. Right?
Turn to the other side for me, please. Yes.
What was that experience like?
Oh, it was intense, but I'm also signed NDAs. I can't really talk so much. But it was probably one of the best times of my life because I went through like body painting boot camp. So basically everything about body painting that could happen was happening on Skin Wars and live in front of like 19 million people. Now it's probably more famous to go.
And you did really well on Skin Wars.
I did. I came into fourth place and featured in every single episode on the show.
Yeah, and then they brought you back?
They did. So they had a spinoff called Fresh Paint, and Skin Wars filmed in 15. So I was solicited for it in 2013, but the producer, I didn't have enough art for the producer. So she got me on season two. So that's why I was in season two instead of season one.
Huh.
Because otherwise I would have been in season one if I had more body paint.
I never knew that.
Mm-hmm. So I'm glad I wasn't on season one. They got the union when they did season two. So we got breaks and food and things. Yeah.
Any other like points in your career or maybe doors that Skin Wars opened up that have just been amazing?
Well, it wasn't just Skin Wars that opened doors. Like once Skin Wars filmed, I went on to compete and won the North American Championships, the World Championships. I got third place, you know, like I won the West Coast Championships. Won, you know, like 2015 was a good year. I would win almost every competition I would enter.
That's amazing.
And then 2017, I got third in Worlds. So I would love to go back to Worlds, but right now competition isn't my focus. It's more my business that I'm focusing on right now. But one day I'll go back to Austria. They just featured one of my paintings this morning. I saw
them. That's pretty cool.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
Now, is that face anyone in particular?
Nope, it's just out of my imagination.
Kind of looks a little bit like Tinkerbell to me.
Really? Like a purple Tinkerbell?
I see Tinkerbell everywhere.
Maybe it's like Grace Jones, you know?
So have you ever painted yourself?
Of course.
Yeah.
I even painted the Mona Lisa on my face.
Oh, that's cool.
That was fun. It was for, during the pandemic, the Skin Wars group got together, so we were all like, all of our body painting lives had just stopped.
Right, yeah.
So we were missing it. And Avi messaged everyone and asked us all if we would paint ourselves. You know, the pass the brush challenge?
Oh,
it was like a TikTok challenge.
Yeah.
To take a brush and pass it off in the screen. Mm-hmm. And then the next person would pick it up and then paint themselves. So we filmed the cutest video. It's on my Instagram. So stinking cute. And my part, because I'm classically trained, was the Mona Lisa face. That was fun.
So a lot of people got to see the Mona Lisa.
They can't up close now. Right. I made the boobs my nose.
Thank you.
It's like the perfect because it came out already. I was like, oh, they're going to love this.
That's funny.
So if you want Mona Lisa boobs on your nose, I got you.
You smile for so long. So a lot of theories about why she has that smile, but. Soft smile you can hold for a long time.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
How is body paint different than more traditional paints? Besides the obvious, you know.
Besides it just washing off?
Yeah.
I think it's all about the journey and the moment. That's what body paint is. Like oil paints and even acrylics, you know, it's made for permanence. It's made to last. You don't have a portrait that you can pass down the generations, but body paint is made for photography or just the moment. I equate it to like, you know, when monks make the sand mandalas, it's like they say it's about the journey of making those sand mandalas than it is about the art. And then they just destroy it. Yep. So like, that's my fun. I love to destroy it as much as I'd love to create it. I'm painting your happy place yellow.
And in the competitions, they make you have 100% paint, right?
Right. The skin has to be covered from head to toe to compete. But now that I'm not in competitions anymore, I just love to do whatever.
Yeah. It's like a peekaboo lace.
Yeah.
It's sexy, right?
How you holding up?
All right.
You are literally covered head to toe. I wonder why all the cars keep slowing down when they pass this house.
That's a good question.
So, is there final touches? Wow. Got some glitter in there. We got glitter everywhere. You're all glittered up, baby.
Yeah. So what makes a good model for body painting?
Well, like you just intuitively knew to turn to this side. That helps. Staying still, of course. being focused on me as your artist and not focusing on like everything else, managing your water intake. hydration, because the way the paint lays on the skin, you know, so flowy. I could tell you've drunk plenty of water today. Mm-hmm. Someone's dehydrated, it just like sinking and then cracking.
Mm. Wait, those are some really interesting eyelashes.
No.
Yes, they're so sexy, right? They're amazing.
She's a great model, but you might want to get a reaction.
All right, let's go see.
Oh my gosh. Wow, so complex. It has so many layers to it.
Yeah, you had no idea.
No, wow. The details were starting to come, and wow. I love how she looks like skin tone. Yeah, I know. It goes perfectly well with the pinks and the purple. Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, I like the skin tone in there.
Mm-hmm.
And see the face and the eyes.
Yeah.
You see what she did down here on your butt?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks really cool. Sherilyn, was anything particular going through your mind when you were painting this, or?
Well, I wanted to paint her like a goddess, like superhero, like coming out, like the inside of her coming out, like her inner power, maybe coming out of her. So that just kind of came through. So that's where the face came from. And plus, she's just such a pretty face, right? The human eye loves faces. And then I feel like the summer flowers. Like I feel like Sarah would like sunflowers and wildflowers. And just like she's just kind of like a flower in our lives.
It looks amazing.
Thank you. I love it.
This is very cool.
That came out amazing.
Yes, it did. It was awesome.
I don't know what you were thinking. I knew Sherilyn Lamb would do great work because she always does.
Mm-hmm.
But I had no idea that this was what we were going to see today.
No, I mean, that's the joy of art.
Yeah.
So fun.
And Sherilyn, thank you so much. This is really cool.
So I love making the art for you. Thank you for having me.
It's really cool just to hang out, chill, and make some art, you know?
Absolutely.
And folks, now we're going to make some more art, make with this video, and we're going to do a little photo shoot.
Absolutely.
And thank you guys for watching, right?
Yes, thanks for watching.
And we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'm here, I'm there, I'm everywhere. Fools, women, and fools. I'm here, I'm there, I'm everywhere.